Now we'll move on to seat E here in Anchorage. Again, these are district-wide, and let's meet James LaBelle with your opening statement, sir.
Thank you. Hi. It's a pleasure to be speaking to you and to be given the opportunity to give you a few reasons why you should support me. My name is James LaBelle. I'm running for school board seat E, and I was born and raised in Anchorage. I attended Anchorage schools. I spent my summers fishing, hunting, and staying connected to my culture in the summers. My wife, Rhonda, and I have three kids, all three in Anchorage schools, one in elementary and two in high school. After high school, I joined the Marine Corps Reserves, and for the past 16 years, I've dedicated my life to working with youth and families in programs that empower them by providing employment, training opportunities, exposure to work experiences, as well as currently working in the child welfare system, working with federal, state, and local agencies around some systems improvement. I've served for many years on for-profit and nonprofit boards, so I have a lot of experience in developing policy, developing budgets, and guiding lots of money related to those agencies. I ran for school board last year. I'm very committed to improving our community. I currently serve on the Multicultural Education Concerns Advisory Committee, and I'm James LaBelle. I have a lot of experience working with youth and families. I have experience in working in areas that reform systems, and I know that we can do that together.
Thank you, sir. Len Anderson. Mm-hmm.
Well, partially from your experience on the multicultural, and I always lose track of all the other parts of the name there, but especially from your work supporting families and youth as a counselor, what's your appraisal of how the school district is doing as we have sizable influx from the bush and other cultures coming in, but who, with the families you're working with?
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of the families that we work with, They have children attending Title I schools, where a lot of our families are either living in poverty, they're working multiple jobs, they have other barriers in terms of transportation, housing, employment. We know that it's, we always say we need to get the parents engaged and get them into the schools. That's really difficult to do though when they're really just trying to get by. We do have a large influx of students coming in from rural areas. We have many students from multicultural backgrounds, many of them who are just now learning English as a second language. And, you know, it is very difficult in terms of the size of and complexity of our school district to deliver education, you know, that takes into all those concerns. And that's why I feel like I have a unique insight into working with these vulnerable populations that that are really trying to just get by in the community, and sometimes education is one of their last concerns. But you know, in celebrating diversity and understanding it, you know, We can definitely change policy and practice that will be beneficial to all children.
Okay, I'll ask a question, Mr. LaBelle. If you were doing Carol Como's superintendent's job review, what would you say?
I have answered that question before, actually, and I gave her a B because. And actually, I answered that question just a second ago. Because of the size of our school district, it's one of the largest in the country. It's very diverse, over 51% from multi-ethnic backgrounds. You know, we are trying new things that, I believe one of the other panelists mentioned that sometimes we're too quick to try things and not knowing if they're going to succeed. And I think we also try things without knowing, you know, we pilot projects without knowing how to fund them in the future and how to continue those types of programs. But, you know, as a school board member, I would just absolutely support, you know, continue the things that are working. But we also have to try new things and a new approach. And, you know, we always talk about investing in early childhood learning, vocational education, you know, and I believe in an active, hands-on, experiential approach to learning. We can teach young people, we can get them up to proficiency in core areas, math, reading, writing, and science, outside of the four rooms of the classroom. I mean, we live in the best environment for it. You know, according to the latest research by the Institute of Social and Economic Research, only 20% of the jobs in Alaska actually require a college education. So we know that 80% of the other jobs are vocational and they're trades, and this is the kind of state that we live in, and we need to be more, we need to adapt more to what the actual needs are in our community.
Thank you, sir. Lynn Anderson.
Should we take that federal money, or should we watch out for strings?
Yes, absolutely. We should take the federal money. It's those dollars, $170 million of them, would have been dedicated to education. And a lot of that money would have gone to investing in early childhood learning, as well as providing funding to Title I schools, which are children living in students living in poverty, poverty-stricken areas, as well as students with disabilities. And these are our most vulnerable students who are not doing very well in school. And any added resource we can give to these young people will only benefit our community. And as far as not taking them or taking them, we are very accustomed to taking federal dollars up here. For many years, we've had Senator Stevens and Don Young and Lisa Murkowski and others in Washington lobbying to bring dollars to Alaska. And we've always, like Carol Cuomo said, we know that it's like grant money. It will go away, but we can make best use of it now.
You're not worried about a pilot program fading away or...
Well, that's another one of my concerns is we do need to look at a long-term funding strategy. We need to collectively come together and say, as a community, these are our priorities, and we need to advocate that, and it will require cooperation and partnership with parents, teachers, local, state, and federal governments. We cannot continue the way we are going currently. We understand there is an economic crisis nationally, and it is beginning to show up here in Alaska. And there's a lot of scrutiny over how education is paid for, how public services are paid for. We just have to have that dialogue, and that's one of my core principles is bringing people together to discuss what is important to us, how we want to approach it, and then being accountable to what we've established as our priorities.
Okay, let's go to your closing statement, if you would, please, sir.
Again, I want to thank you for this opportunity. I've been committed to working with children and families. I have budgetary experience on nonprofit and for-profit boards. I work with children and families. I've worked in employment training. I've worked with systems in terms of the child welfare system, and change is slow for any bureaucracy. And there are disparities in the child welfare system, in the education system. But the approach that I bring is one that where we have to engage the community and we have to decide what are collective priorities and be held accountable for them. And I'm James LaBelle, and I would appreciate your vote on April 7th. I'm running for school board seat E. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. LaBelle. Now let's go to Bobby Jo Kramer, who's going to join us and talk to us with her opening statement.
Hi, I'm Bobby Jo Kramer. I have three kids, and one of them is a graduate of Save High. I have a senior at Diamond, and I have a seventh grader at Mears. I'm a former school board member for the Lake and Peninsula School District out in the Bristol Bay region. I lived in the village of Pilot Point, my mother's native village. I was born in Anchorage and grew up in Pilot Point as a commercial fisherman. And I grew up in the wintertime up and down the West Coast, California, Oregon, and Washington. So I've been to school in a number of other school districts. I'm familiar with the Anchorage school system. And I think we have one of the finest school systems that I've ever seen. I think that we need to support our school district, pass the bonds, get our maintenance done, and work at fixing the problems that we have. There's a big problem with minorities being able to stay in school and graduate. And I think I can be the one who can help on the school board find some answers.
Did I hear you say you were on the school board in your community before?
Yes. I'm as I stated, I'm from the Native Village of Pilot Point.
And what was the most important lesson you learned from that Pilot Point experience as a school board member?
That we have to involve our parents in the school system. Alaska Natives and other minorities often have problems with being able to tap into the resources that a school district provides. And I think that that's the reason that a lot of community members aren't involved in our school system. We need to help fix that.
Thank you. Len Anderson.
Continuing that thought, I know that the Hispanic Affairs Council of Anchorage has been actively trying to do that, telling parents that they could go in. You have the language difficulties, so it's something that crosses beyond just the Alaska Native community, although sometimes just the city can be overwhelming. How do you see reaching out into the community? Does it require more staff? Does it require more time from the staff? I looked at your former school district, and it was a delight to travel through. But this is a huge city. Can it be done? And how?
Well, one thing that's become very apparent to me as I'm running for school board seat E is that we have a number of communities within the community of Anchorage. We've been invited to speak to community councils, and there are already groups of people who are concerned. And I think that the school district can work at expanding the things that it already does. Look to supplemental programs. The CITC program, Cook Inlet Tribal Council program, does an excellent job of inviting parents into the schools. I was on the Indian Ed Parent Committee for 5 years, and that was one of our goals, was finding ways to enhance the teachers' abilities to contact community members and parents and let them know what was going on and invite them in.
Thank you. Len?
I thought that was my question.
Okay. Why don't you follow up? Go ahead.
So you see it then as almost establishing little satellites rather than involving district staff. Would that be correct? Satellites like CITC, Cook Inlet Tribal Council, neighborhood councils, maybe various groups like the Hispanic Council?
Absolutely. The Black Chamber of Commerce. There's a variety of organizations. The Alaska Chamber of Commerce this year said that they want to become more involved in education all across Alaska. I know it's a priority for the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce. We have people who are interested and concerned about involving themselves in what's happening with our kids' education. And we need to be able to, on the school district side, open our hands out to them and make sure it's a positive experience when they do contact the schools. When we first moved to Anchorage, it was a very difficult process for my children and I to become involved in the schools. Being minority, coming to such a large city, having my kids in such large schools, the whole process was difficult. I've been there. I understand it. And I think that being on the school board, I can help all minorities and all parents of all of our kids in the Anchorage School District become part of their kids' education.
If I might ask, are we having trouble attracting the new teachers that we need in this, whom we need in this district?
I think because of the way our economy rises and falls, that it's been difficult in the past 20 years to be able to keep teachers coming to Alaska. What I think we need to do is make sure that when we graduate kids from high school, let's get them into the teacher training programs at UAF and UAA. Let's grow our own teachers.
Thank you. Lynn Anderson.
Once we've grown them or lured them here, how do we keep them?
Well, you got to pay them well. The Alaska economy, as I said, has its ups and downs. We've been able to even that out a little bit with the tourism industry. But one of the problems that happens with a more evened out economy is that we don't have what we used to call hardship pay for teachers, especially in rural Alaska. And as our economy was competing with the lower 48, slowly it's been eroding the benefits that we pay to teachers and the salaries that we lure them up here with. Well, we have to make sure that if we grow our own kids, that they're not leaving our state to find better paying jobs.
Thank you. Are we spending too much on transportation of students? And if so, how do we remedy that?
Gosh, I sure don't think so. I'm grateful to not have to take my kids to school like I did in the village. I think sometimes people in the big city get a little bit spoiled, and you have to realize that the services that are provided by the school district have to be paid for. I'm a property owner. I pay taxes. I don't like that so much, but I know that we have one of the finest school districts in the nation, and I'm glad my kids are here. And I'm very grateful that they provide safe transportation to get them there.
Thank you. Lynn Anderson.
You're not the first candidate tonight to mention the importance of alternative educational opportunities like SAVE. In general, do you think that our high schools are simply too big to be effective? And if they are, how do we counter? We're stuck with them.
Well, I wouldn't say that we're stuck with them. This is what we have. This is what the school district planned for. When it opened Diamond, it didn't intend to have as many students there as it does. This has created a little bit of a crowding problem there. But the school district and the school administration looked at the situation, and they worked to create communities within the school so that kids have a group that of teachers and administrators and counselors that they can go to and build that community. But I thank Kevin's for SAVE High School and Career King Center, the King Career Center, because my oldest daughter needed that smaller setting to be successful. And she was.
I need to interrupt you. If you could go to your closing statement, please.
Okay. I'm Bobby Joe Kramer. I'm running for school board seat E. I would appreciate your vote on April 7th. Some of the things that I'll concentrate on is increasing our graduation rate and making sure that all parents are welcome in our school system. I want to help reduce the dropout rates. I have some ideas about how we can do that. And I would like you to really look into the issues of voting for the bonds, because without our schools being maintained in the proper manner, they're going to start falling apart and your kids are going to go to school in an unsafe environment. Again, my name is Bobby Joe Kramer. I'm running for Anchorage School Board CE.
Thank you very much, and we'll be right back with the remainder of the candidates for CD.